All right, what's up, F3 Boise? Welcome back to the Stuff Worth Sharing podcast. This is Garrett Marsall, 37 Cortana.
Eric Gardner, 36 Bedpan.
And this is episode 16, September 9th, 2025, for those of you following along at home. And sadly, we are without Hooch tonight. He had some prior obligations. So Hooch, we hope everything's going okay. Everyone else has to deal with Bedpan and I.
Yeah. But we've got boys with us.
We do have some guests. So would you guys like to introduce yourselves?
Sure. Josiah Ransom, 40, Bluey.
Bluey.
Ryan Love, 43, Kremlin.
Kremlin. All right. Well, welcome to the show, guys.
And Hooch, you should be happy you're not here because hanging out with Bedpan any more than you have to is too much.
Yeah, man.
He's already been running his mouth nonstop.
You know, we almost need to like record like our, you know, as the conversations are going,
because the warm up.
There were some pretty good takes in there.
Nuggets. They might come out later.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll start with Kremlin. If you guys want to just introduce yourselves a little bit, how long have you been coming out? Who brought you out? Where do you normally report to?
Sure. I've been coming out for 3 years. Yardstick originally brought me out.
Yardstick.
So, yeah. So he moved off to Wyoming. Yeah. So. Grew up here in the area, so super awesome area. And post over at Darkstripe most of the time, Old Glory, and the gym.
Nice.
So those are my places. That's my home. So.
There you go. Doing some running out there at Darkstripe.
Yeah, doing a lot of running. Running last week, so it was awesome.
That's great, man. Well, welcome to the show. Thanks for being here. Yep. Bluey, what about you?
Yeah, so I've been coming to F3 for almost 2 years now, and there's this big conspiracy out there that I'm actually like an infiltrator or something, and no one believes how my origin story, Huckleberry and Moab, are convinced, and now I got Bedpan over here thinking that I'm like some special agent, and Kremlin is maybe who we should be actually worried about, like a Russian spy or something like that. So it's almost 2 years now of F3. This October will be two. I started a couple years ago. I was out running and I saw a bunch of weirdos in my park in the middle. It was like 5 o'clock in the morning doing bear crawls through Hillsdale Park. And I was like, what are these guys doing? At first, I thought it was some sort of like satanic ritual or something happening out there.
Just like, hold on.
So I kept running and I was like, I got to get out of here. These freaks might come get me. And then I saw some flags and looked it up. I was like, oh, that might be kind of cool. Then I did nothing for it for about a year and a half. And then one day I was running again and saw him out there again, and I was like, I really got to check this place out. Started looking it up, saw what the mission was, the vision behind F3. I was like, oh, that actually looks pretty cool. And it was at a time in my life going through some stuff at work where having that good, solid community and just different type of people. It's good to hang out with non-cops at times because then you realize that there are still other weirdos, but they're weird in a different way. And that's kind of what this group is. And so, yeah, I started and been sold on it ever since.
I don't believe you. I'm just kidding.
No, seriously. Okay, so there's a book that's called Codename Pale Horse, and it's about this guy who is an undercover FBI agent who infiltrates these, like, you know, these neo-Nazi ring, and it, like, legitimately, I thought of Bluey. I was like, oh my God, dude, this could be Bluey.
This right is now. The playbook.
Yeah. Bluey's just making sure that we're not, you know, sus.
How smart would it be for me to say what I do for a living, though, if I'm trying to infiltrate, like a hide in plain sight, is that what you think?
Dude,
I'm doing?
Listen to the book and then tell me about it.
It's a new tactic.
Yeah. That would be a cool story, though.
It's great.
Unfortunately, it's really not true.
So did nobody flag you down when you were running?
Or? No, yeah. The E-aging was really deplorable at Rebel. Oh, man. So,
don't tell Tenor.
Yeah. It was really bad. No one tried. I mean, I was running multiple times. And, you know, like Flea Fly teaching you how to hit on a dude.
Yeah.
No one taught them, apparently.
Do we have these ladies who are up at Tower in the morning? And they've been coming out really consistent. Like, I think there's three or four of them that are out there every morning walking. And I ran up to them and I had cards and I was like, listen, I promise I'm not hitting on you. Oh, but do you guys have men in your life?
Not hitting on you, but I want to hit on your husband.
Yeah. Are you married?
Yeah. Are you married? Do you have somebody? And dude, this one lady was like, nope. And then pretty soon I told them about F3, what it was. And she's like, oh, yeah, let me just go ahead and tell my husband.
That's like, so funny.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you guys for being on the show tonight. We will be interviewing Kremlin and Bluey a little later in the show, talking about some things coming up. But before we do that, let's talk about some stuff that's worth sharing. So Who's got something that they want to share? What's going on?
I have kind of a funny story. This was, it's kind of one of those stories where you had to be there in order for it to be funny, but it was over at the Convergence at Camelsback, and we were doing a double down with Strings. And I mean, you know, everybody knows Strings. Strings is just, his humor is so dry and just so funny.
Yeah, he's so full of gas.
Dude, he's so full of gas, dude. People give me a hard time, but dude, Strings is who you got to look out for.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah. You're pretty bad, though.
Yeah.
I think I've tasted it.
Yeah. So we're in the middle of Double Down, and Lurch, who we had Pooch named, he had a Lurch story on the last podcast. And so Strings is in the middle of, like, you know, explaining this. And Lurch is a tall guy. Like, he is tall, and Camelsback is dark.
Yeah.
And so, like, he turns around, and he's like, "Hey, man, I don't think I've ever met you before. What's your name?" And he's like, "Lurch." He's like, "Yeah, that makes sense." It was so funny. It was. I don't think I've ever laughed that hard in a beat down before.
That's
so
really funny.
Lurch, bro, you're cool. Thanks for making it fun.
That's great. Well, Strings' delivery is so deadpan too.
Oh man.
So not bedpan.
Yeah, not
bad. Deadpan.
Yeah, it is, dude.
He's so you're like, so you can't tell funny. If he's serious or not.
I know. He is hilarious.
That's great. Well, I've got something. I wanted to shout out somebody. We've got Victim, who's been showing up to the backyard, but also showing up and all sorts of other AOs in the Valley. He did this thing that actually, at first I laughed because it's hilarious, but two, I'm like, actually, that's pretty impressive. He did what's called Q Bingo, or he called it that.
Mm.
So if you go to the web app and you can see, you know, the different blocks of where you showed up and where you queued, he did a queue diagonally down the blocks. If you can visualize what I'm saying, like through the microphone, he's like, "I won at my Q Bingo." And I'm like, that's actually really impressive. So I think in the last, what I wrote it down, he's been queuing at least once a week in multiple AOs. He's done 11 queues in the last 30 days.
He is an animal.
So like, he's caught the bug.
Oh,
he's only been coming out since April.
Yeah.
So
he's probably already close to 100. Like
he's at 70 something.
Dude, he is every day out there. I'm like, are you okay? Do we need to have an intervention?
If you see Victim, say hi, and he's been showing great initiative, great leadership.
Yeah.
So just wanted to shout him out.
Yeah, probably some Rain Man tendencies too with that Q Bingo that you're talking about with great patterns.
Definitely Q Bingo. Yeah, definitely. If I could just make these cues all line up in a row.
Sorry, Victim, that's what you get for smoking us this morning.
Yeah. I just outed his Q Bingo game.
he smoked us this morning, that's for sure.
I was shocked he picked up a Q at Rebel.
Yeah. No, it was actually I told him you could tell it's good when and I don't want to do any of it. It hurt.
Yeah, for sure. You know, I was thinking, I just want to talk about when you travel anywhere in this country and you can look up on the F3 near me and see what's out there. When I was in Boston this summer for a couple weeks, I was able to go do some queues. And the first Saturday, I showed up, or some, not queues, but to post a different place. I show up, didn't know where I was. I see these two guys standing there, go walk over to them. One was from Texas. And one was from Georgia, and I was from Boise. None of us belonged in Boston. We didn't know where the people were. It took us a while to find them. But we were able to, you know, immediately connect, have a shared language, went and got coffee afterwards. Then the one guy was leaving town that day. He hung out with me and two guys. We did the whole Freedom Trail thing throughout Boston.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow.
And just got to know him. And it was a really cool thing of, like, you don't know anybody here. I don't know anybody here. But here we are, willing to meet up on a Saturday morning, run a bunch of stairs. We ran stairs for an hour at the stadium over there at Harvard. It was really horrible.
Wow.
I hated every second of it, like I said. But I just encourage people to go out and do that when you travel, because it's pretty cool to get to see new places, and that's one thing about F3 that's pretty awesome.
Mm-hmm. That's great, dude. Yeah, there's good F3 guys everywhere, in my experience. So
you've posted downrange, too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, Kremlin, have you?
Yep.
Yeah? So how was that?
It was awesome. I went up to Washington. My wife's from the Seattle area. Went up there, and they had a AO there close by, and so I went and did that and met a bunch of cool guys, and some of them came down and actually worked out at the gym a few times with us.
There you go.
So,
nice.
So it was fun having that connection.
Yeah,
so
that's cool. Yeah.
I feel like there's always some sort of like exchange program between the Seattle guys and the Boise guys.
Oh, that's funny.
You know, either, you know, there's a good amount of us from the Seattle area here that go there, and then they come here frequently too. So it's pretty cool.
Well, I was talking to this dude from Boston, and he was telling me about this book, Educated, which I didn't know anything about it. but that was his only reference for what Idaho was. And then I came back and I read the book Educated, and I was like, dude, we are definitely, that is not all of Idaho.
That's so funny.
Basically child abuse people.
Yeah, for real. Is that like northern
Eastern
Idaho?
Eastern Idaho.
Oh, Eastern Idaho. Yeah, Eastern Idaho. That tracks.
So that was kind of funny. That was literally his only frame of reference for the state of Idaho.
Wow. It's either that or it's like, oh, Iowa. Or yeah.
Ohio?
But yeah, then
Ohio.
One of them came out for Hialdi. So
no way.
Yeah, wow. That's cool.
Wow, that's pretty
there
cool.
There you go.
Nice.
Crumlin, do you have some?
I don't know.
Not to put you on the spot, but we will.
A little gun shy here. So.
Yeah, there was zero preparation for this. Yeah. So come up with something to share.
Blame the queue.
Yeah, I don't know. I just shout out to all the guys at Darkstride. Those guys are awesome. So getting up there every morning. And we actually had this morning, one of the guys came out, and it was Speedo, and his wife had a baby recently. Yeah. So it was good seeing him out. So
that's awesome.
Good seeing the effort, and they're doing great, and his wife's doing great. Baby's great. So good to have them out.
Very good.
Who's the AOQ over at Darkstride? Is it Zilla?
It's Retina. So Zilla's off at boot camp. So
Wow. Okay.
So I didn't know Retina took the flags over.
So he took the flags. Wow. Yep. So
Zilla went to boot camp.
Yep. So
isn't he like super old?
Yeah. So
respect.
I think he's about 40. Yeah. So him and he said that we got an update on him, and so shout out to Zilla. So he's a month into boot camp. Got a few more weeks and. Then he's done and graduates, I think, at the end of this month. So, and here he's doing pretty well. He's complaining about the bed, said they're pretty awful. And, and he's like the second oldest guy. So there is somebody older than him, some other grandpa. No way. There, so,
dang,
but crazy.
What branch of the military do you know?
He's doing the Air Guard. So.
Oh, okay. All right. He'll be out there with tenor.
Yep.
And strings? The strings do that?
I think so.
He's Army.
Oh, he's Army.
Well, he's in the band. Doesn't really count.
Yeah, you know. Yeah. He's out there playing the butt trumpet. Yeah.
Right. I didn't realize he was it. I thought he was already in for some reason. But yeah, that's old. I would not want to start basic training right now.
Yeah, we've got a couple guys. I think Lurch is going to try and do it too. So, got a couple guys.
Shout out Lurch.
Wow, there you go.
Lurch has weaseled his way into the podcast so
for often. A few weeks.
Yeah, you want to hear Lurch stories?
Yeah. That's great.
I work out. I work with a guy who his nickname is Lurch. So now when we say Lurch, that's my frame of reference.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
It's probably not far off.
Yeah, no, it's pretty close. Yeah, it's pretty close.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing, guys. Sorry to put you on the spot. I will definitely prep you for whenever you want to come on the show if you do next time. So. All right, so let's move into some things that have happened. We had the Aaron Butler Memorial Run on the 16th of August at Eagle Island State Park. From what I could tell, there may have been more, but there were at least 22 packs there. I know some M's and 2.0s showed up as well. And Rocket Man won first place in the unknown distance race, which was about 6.9 miles. So congrats, Rocket Man.
Yeah, that's cool.
For that.
Dude, he picked up. He did it. He won. And then him and Canuck came and picked up the six, which your boy was the six. Me and Polaroid were out there.
Were you guys rucking?
Yeah, we were rucking. Okay. Yeah. And so like they ran all the way back, and then by the time we finished, they were asking for who won, you know. So they went there and gave him his trophy or whatever. I don't know what they gave him, but
crazy.
Yeah. I heard there was a creek crossing and Moab could barely make it because he's so short. Then he almost just sunk. Everybody else had no issues, right?
Yeah. He's like, come on, little guy, let's get going.
Just the tip of his beard.
So what was the reward they gave him? Was it a hatchet?
I don't know. They mispronounced his name. Or no, they gave him a hard time. Like, nobody knows how to spell David.
Well, I don't know if I could say his real name if I tried really hard.
Yeah.
I would mess it up for sure.
Right. Italy, bro.
Yeah.
Like, what are they doing over there with all those extra letters?
They have good cannolis, so.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, I can say cannoli.
Yeah.
So congrats, Rocket Man. And nice work, everybody that showed up for the Aaron Butler run. We had the Valleywide Convergence on the 23rd at Camel's Back. We had 89 packs show up, three FNGs. We announced it was announced that Settlers of Starfishing into Settlers and the new Canyon region. The corresponding SLT was also announced. And then it was just a great time of F2 at the cafeteria afterwards. So did you guys all make it to the Convergence? You guys are all there?
Yeah.
You guys had a good time?
Awesome. Yeah, it was fun. It was really fun. Those stairs are cool. What a cool.
Oh, they're terrible.
Yeah.
They're no joke. Yeah. No joke. That was rough.
It was rough.
Yeah, I've only carried, I've only done a weight vest up those stairs once before, like for like hill training and stuff, but I've never done a coupon, mm-hmm. let alone like trying to hustle and get, you know, I don't know, Merkins and whatever every five steps or so. And that was just brutal.
Yeah, I know. I was worried about killing people. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like falling right. over backwards.
Yeah.
Trust falling on a bunch of dudes.
Don't want to do that.
No.
All right. And then we had the flag plant at Sentinels, which is Freedom Park. That was on the 30th of August. Queued by Yellow Book. We had 46 packs out there and two FNGs. So congrats to you guys out there at Sentinels. That's a cool park.
Based I've never on the, been there before.
Based, well, I saw the pictures. I didn't go. Mm-hmm. Were any of you guys there for that?
Yeah, I went to that. It was awesome.
They've got, is it a pond that they have?
Yeah, it's a big pond. Okay. So, yeah, and there's some trails around it and good trail system there. So
that's amazing.
Dogs out there. I wanted to go swimming, but it's not a good time to swim there.
Yeah. Yeah. Just a touch of E. coli.
Yeah. She'll don't swim you. There.
Yeah, you don't
not want a good that. Idea.
I come out with a third nipple when you're done in there.
Yeah, I saw an epic boy band out there. Was that?
We were hanging out there. Actually, we were doing the Circle of Trust and getting ready for it. And all of a sudden, you see this hot air balloon just kind of floating over the trees. And then it just came in just perfectly right over the pond. And it stopped right there. We got a picture. And then he immediately, you know, went, you know, gave it three tugs and took off.
Wow.
That's crazy.
I was like, did they pay somebody to do this?
Yeah. Yeah.
That it was just really so cool. Perfect. So that picture was cool. Amazing.
I didn't know if it was Photoshopped or AI because people kept putting like the F3 logo on it. And I was like, did they just put a hot air balloon in the background for no reason? But that was an actual, like,
yeah,
actually happened.
Yeah. And it was String's birthday too. So he was very pleased. Wow. So yeah,
dang.
He was really happy. Just, he got it in one picture too. So it was awesome.
That's amazing. Yeah. That was a great boy band.
Cool. Yeah.
Does anybody else think it's weird, his obsession with taking pictures?
Dude, I think
I don't like it.
He's really
good. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I've told him this to his face. So that's why.
So I normally would agree with you. In other regions, when I'm downrange, they won't film the Namorama, but they'll do a boy band.
Interesting.
And so they'll post the boy band and not necessarily a Namorama video. Hmm. But I'm like, how do you know? I guess the picture, you don't have to know everybody's names, but.
Right.
So that is a thing.
Yeah. Well, I think it's more creepy whenever he takes them and he doesn't post them.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, puts the lotion on the skin, gets the hose again. Yeah, that's how I feel, Strings. Making faces at home with all of our cutouts. Yeah. I hope you're listening to this, Strings. Yeah, it's way more fun to talk trash when someone hears.
He's just catfishing, you know. He's got a catfishing farm and he's like selling all of our pictures to.
He ain't making much money off that.
We all have our own like secret social media presence online.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, Velma. Yeah. I've gone to another workout today.
All right. We're going to move along. Oh, where's Hooch when we need him? All right. Things that are coming up. Bedpan, what do we got coming up?
So stuff that's coming up. We got the IPC challenge. So we are doing week one today. So I'm proctoring that over at Goose tomorrow. So y'all better come on. And then
I won't be there.
I know nobody's coming. It's just being a long time. I think Victim will be there.
Yeah, okay.
And we've got another guy.
There are other AOs
for sure
that are proctoring
for sure. Right?
Yes, I don't know exactly which ones are, but
yeah. Okay. I'm Bleach is doing it on Saturdays. I'm pretty sure the Gem has it going on Thursdays.
Old Glory's Monday.
Old Glory's Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's on the IPC channel. And so check it out. Settlers region was killing it. I think that they had like 17 guys that were out there this last one. So that was killing.
Pardon my dogs.
Yeah, dude. I was like, am I hearing something?
I know.
It's weird to have these headphones on here.
Oh yeah. There you go. Okay.
They're super sensitive mics. And then the dogs are just, they can tell there's someone in here that's not me. So
yeah. I kind of thought it was just bedpan whimpering again.
My dog's is barking. That's right. Just got off work, bro. What do you expect? I've got to keep going on.
No,
So the 9/11 Miles for Remembrance is tomorrow, Thursday at Ann Morrison Park, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. 5K along the Greenbelt. Early registration is closed, but everybody can show up there. Not guaranteed to get a shirt, but you can still show up. And I don't know if Plucker's going to be bagpiping there. I know he did it last year, but he might be in baby time right now.
Yeah.
His wife, I think they were go time, I want to say this morning. So
I think you're right.
Shout out Plucker. Hopefully you're a new dad, bro. Business Owners Problem Solving Lunch, 9/24. It's in Garden City at the Bardonet in Garden City at noon. Double Wide is coordinating this. There's a channel called Business Mindshare where you can HC that at. And come prepared to share roadblocks that you're struggling with in your business. The Chad 1000. I don't know how Moab's going to cue this, dude. He's got to like jump up onto the. It's going to be like well, a Chad 1000.
He only has 1000. To step up like 2 inches, so it's not really fair.
So it is in November, but I put it on here because the registration's open now. So
okay,
if, so
great.
If you want to get out and register for that. But yeah, go ahead, Ben.
Yeah, for sure. So the Chad 1000. So it's 1000. You can do it slick. We were talking about it this morning. You can do it slick, but you know. Try to do it weighted, bro. So it's 1,000 step ups, and it's in honor of Chad Wilkinson, who took his life due to the effects of PTSD from multiple deployments. So from what I understand it, I think that Moab was talking about it this morning. His wife started, I want to say maybe it was like the Step Up Foundation. So you can register for that. $10 to register. You can buy a patch and a shirt if you want when you register, and registration is open now.
Yeah, and I think there is, you can donate to the foundation on the website too. So if you go to the, follow the registration link that's on the events page, and it'll take you to all that, and you can see the foundation donation button.
Cool.
So.
And I think anything that way raises awareness for mental health, especially amongst men, is a huge thing.
100%.
Guys don't want to admit it. We see it all the time. Idaho is like one of the highest states per capita for suicide in the country, and we all think it's, you know, oh, it's this reason, it's that, but it's a myriad of things. And until we actually really start to recognize it and make a difference and truly mean what we say when we say reach out to someone, help somebody out, look out for them, and kind of be there with people in the yuck when they're going through it, we won't make positive change without that. So right. Thank you, Mo, for doing that.
Yeah, for sure.
That's great. Yeah. All right. So we've got VQs next. Kremlin.
Yeah. Sorry, could I throw one other thing out there? On the
Please do.
Up?
Yes.
So we also have, sorry, it's not on the list, but in Meridian, we've got the backpacks for kids coming up. So it's supporting Meridian Food Bank. So if you want this Saturday, you can stop by the Walmart in 10 Mile between 10 and 12. They'll give you a list when you walk in, and you can go in, buy the stuff, and then bring it out and just give it to them right there. And then they'll give it to the Meridian Food Bank, who then provides it for the kids who are in the community that just need backpacks that, you know, with food over the weekend and stuff great. Like that don't have that. So, yeah, super awesome way to contribute here in the community. So
cool.
That's perfect. Up, so.
Yeah. Is there anything on Slack for that?
I think I put something out there. Okay. So, but I'll put something out there again this week.
Okay, awesome.
So,
yeah, that'd be great just to get it in front of everybody, make sure they've got it
yep.
fresh. No, that's awesome. Yeah, thanks, Kremlin.
Bedpan hates kids, so he probably won't do it.
Yeah, I want to see him starve, dude. You're going to eat that? Smack it out of your hand. Sorry.
See, you took it to the next level. I'm just sitting here making fun of it, and then you actually take it.
Why'd you have to bring the kids into
way
this
way beyond the line?
Yeah, I just need to paint a picture. If you're going to put it out there, I'll really make it painted.
Hooch did warn you not to take advantage of the additional airtime.
So. Dude, Bluey is, he's one you got to worry about.
Bluey's right soaking
now.
It up.
Yeah, he is soaking it. It's like, oh, wow, somebody gave me a mic. I can hear myself now.
All right, Kremlin, why don't you, you want to read those VQs for us?
Okay,
let's do it.
We got Quesadilla, Rise, Martini at Rise, Big Money, Iron Mountain, Glow Stick, Iron Mountain, Hufflepuff, Iron Mountain, Stick Shift, Old Glory, Babe, Camel's Back, Teller at Liberty, and Burgundy, Downrange, Colorado Springs, Liberty.
So yeah, I guess maybe a VQ for the Boise area, but I think Burgundy was from Colorado. He was just up here and did a Q for us. But cool. What's cool about that list is we were just talking about, I think, Big Money and Hufflepuff, at least, maybe Quesadilla in the last episode, as VQs.
Yeah.
So in the
F&Gs.
Or I'm sorry, as F&Gs. Yeah. So they've just stepped up in the last 30 days.
Yeah.
Cool. So good for you guys for stepping up.
That's good job. That's great.
All right. And then this would be Hooch's favorite part of the show because he always tells us it is. We've got F&Gs.
F&Gs. Let's go, dude.
And that's my job.
Bluey, we're going to do it. Actually, since we've got so many, let's put a little chill music in the background.
Oh, dang.
Chill a dog like Sling Blade. Should I say we got Pinto? Sentinels, Tum Tum. The Tum Tum got messed up from the Pintos. I don't whack them on the head. All right, that's enough.
Yeah, dude, you're freaking me out, bro.
Big Tuna from Sentinels.
Oh, that's a good one.
Shiva? I'm thinking it's Shiva.
Yeah,
Shiva.
Yeah,
at Sentinels. Shiva. Trenta at Sentinels. Applesauce. Mushy like bedpan is what my guess is. Also from Sentinels. Animal at Sentinels. Jet Wash from Sentinels. I feel like there's a little bit of a theme there. Like all these people, maybe because there's a new AO.
I think that's what it is.
That's pretty awesome. Good work on those guys to get a bunch of dudes showing up. Ooh La La at Camel's Back.
That's a good one.
Yeah, straight 80s at Camel's Back. Motrin. That one was pretty funny. I like that one.
Yeah.
800 milligrams of Motrin if you've ever been in the military. Sandman, Camel's Back. Beatbox, Camel's Back. September, Camel's Back.
Mm. What the heck is that?
Yeah, I don't know. That one's an interesting one. Flush at Tower. The new favorite here is Catheter.
There you go. Tower. That's what's up, dude.
Catheter and Bedpan created a flush, maybe? Yeah. I don't really know.
You got the lame name.
The catheter went fame, into dude. The bedpan, was emptied into the bedpan. So.
Yeah, you know.
Husky out of Tower. Disney at Goose. Cheech at Goose. That's because he went to a concert for the first time where he liked to get high. Or people were liking to get high, I should say. I shouldn't put that on Cheech.
Well, if you know who he is.
It's in the name.
Whistle at Warhorse. Foreman at Warhorse. Freddie Mac at Rise. Turbulence at Rise. Tree, exclamation point.
Yeah.
Interceptor.
Wait, that has to be... Rump Roast had to have named that.
Yeah, probably.
That seems like that.
That excitement element.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kodak, Bellagio, Toothpick, Darkstride, now boarding, Jim. I'm guessing flight attendant?
Maybe.
Mr. Feeney, Bleach.
That's a good one.
That's a deep cut, dude.
Yeah, that is, for sure.
Hush at Backyard, Maestro at Iron Mountain, and Grogu? Grogu?
Grogu? Hey, you don't know who Grogu is?
No.
That's a deeper cut, dude. I don't know.
It can't be that. Wait, what?
Grogu.
Wait, Grogu. No.
Sounds like a hentai move.
Okay, hang on.
Is this a Harry Potter thing?
Yeah. No, you're getting close, though. Star Wars? Mandalorian?
No.
Dude, I don't speak nerd, brother.
Baby Yoda? You've heard? Oh, my word.
No. Is that what his name is?
Yeah, so it's not Baby Yoda. Okay. It's not actually Yoda. All right. It's Grogu.
Okay, well.
Oh, so like Grogu, but that is what... people commonly refer to as Baby.
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. Would it surprise you to know I've not even seen the original three Star Wars?
Okay. We cannot have this conversation right now.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's why you're.
Yeah. There you go. Perfect. There you
Kremlin go. has a screensaver.
That's my favorite.
Dude, that's why Blue.
What's that tattoo you got there?
Yeah.
Grogu.
Yeah. All just, right.
It's his belly button. Grogu's just.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Okay, we're going to have the Star Wars conversation another time, Bluey.
I've literally never even seen all three of the originals. I've seen at least one of them, but yeah.
All right. Well,
I always say I either like gratuitous violence or comedy. That's it.
Yeah.
Those two things. Like, I don't like to be sad. The world's sad enough. So why would you want to watch a sad movie?
Same.
And I don't like sci-fi because things have to be plausible.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's not plausible.
All right.
Well, what about fantasy?
Court, huh?
No, I don't like fantasy.
You don't like fantasy, bro? No. Come on.
Again, gratuitous violence or comedy. That's it.
So Quentin Tarantino.
I love Tarantino. Yeah. Like, by far the best movies are Tarantino and Dumb and Dumber.
Dude, yeah.
Dumb and Dumber.
That's pretty good. Right, I mean, I can't argue with that. Yeah. That's pretty solid.
Reservoir Dogs.
Yeah. Yeah, Kill Bill, bro.
Inglorious Bastards, dude.
Yeah, anything Tarantino is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, for real. Good job. All right.
All right. Well, we got that. We got that settled. Now for some milestones.
Milestones. I'll do the milestones.
Today. You want to do it?
What was I going to do? All right, whatever.
Go for it. You can.
Yeah.
You're the milestone guy.
I don't know. Blue might have a better voice for this epic intro music.
Just sleep late.
Yeah. Just sleep late all over again.
I like them French rat taters.
Yeah. I don't like the way. All right, let's go. Coming in at 100 beatdowns. Mud, dude. Let's go, Mud.
Yeah, right now. Mud.
Our respect, Mud. We got Hash.
Almost triple respect.
Dude. Yeah, we need to have a big blowout for Mud. Hash, Bronx. Hash and Bronx hit 100 BDs at the Convergence. Oh, yeah. Shout out Hash, dude. I think I shamed him into... He was going to come out anyway.
Yeah, he was going to come out.
I was talking trash on him. We've got 200 beatdowns. We got Squid, Cazador, Hawkeye, and Double Wide.
Nice.
300 beat downs. We got Wafer, Bricks. Bricks also hit 300 at the Convergence. And nice. Was it his birthday? Did we do Pickle Pounders?
We did do Pickle. Was that for Bricks? I think it was.
Yeah, maybe. All right.
It was somebody's birthday. I forget who it was.
Yeah. Shout out. 89 dudes doing Pickle Pounders. That's pretty solid. I got the Earth pregnant that day. Okay. 500 beat downs. We've got Sushi and Ninestein.
Yeah.
600. Dang. We got Retina coming in at 600. 700. We've got Slice. At 800, we've got Sheets. And okay, Lord wait, have mercy.
Okay, now you can do it.
Okay. We got Senor. Is it Senor? Is that how they do it in Italy?
Probably.
Yeah, whatever.
We'll go with it.
Papa Rocket Man. Let's go, Papa.
At 900.
Yeah, 900. Rocket Man. Let's go, dude. That's great.
That's crazy.
That is crazy. That's crazy, man.
He's got to have that many double downs, too, at least. So. Wow. A ton of double downs.
Yeah, good job, Rocket Man. That's cool.
Great job on the milestones, guys. That's awesome.
What's really crazy to me is that you know what those colored buttons on that little panel actually mean.
Yeah. So if you do this, now I've got labels. I've hit them enough to where I know. I've messed up enough times to know which ones are which.
That's impressive.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah. It's,
yeah, we got Rocket Man and Rain Man. Right.
That's right. Too. All right, so let's move into what we call kind of the meat segment of the show. So we've got Kremlin and Bluey on. To talk about it's the 5,000 mile challenge is what we're calling it, right?
Sure.
And so this is a fundraiser event. I don't know. You know what? I'll let you guys explain it because that's why you're here. So I don't know who wants to go first, but maybe tell us what's going on, when it's happening, what it is, what we can expect.
All right. I guess I could talk about the history a little bit and
you can explain it.
Go ahead. So we've been doing the anti-trafficking awareness week for, I think, 4 years now, I think.
Yeah,
so,
sounds right.
Started out of St. Louis, and we just combined with them, and so we've been helping them out for a while. And then this last year, we brought it over to our area and just started focusing on another organization here, the Idaho Anti-Trafficking Coalition. And so we helped them out, supported them. And it's just a good time for us to be aware of the situation, educate people about it, and then also get fit doing that, getting some good miles in and earning some money. And in this case, this year, we're going to be helping out the Ada County Victim Services. So Blue will talk more about that and getting some funds over to them. And the thing that I like most about that is that the money that you give, almost 100% of it's going directly to those people that need it. So
yeah, that's great.
Super awesome. So you're not going to find that anywhere else. I work in public accounting. You don't see that with nonprofits. So it's very rare that you'll see something like that. So super awesome. And go ahead, Billy.
Yeah. And so last year, well, about a year and a half ago, almost shortly after joining F3, I used to work down in the Special Victims Unit. And there was a changeover with kind of the nonprofit that helps fund that building. So for people who don't know, the Ada County Victim Services Center is a physical location in downtown. The building's owned by the county. However, there's 11 partners inside that basically provide services out of it. There's St. Luke's, St. Al's, Ada County Paramedics, Boise Police, Meridian Police, Garden City Police. There's Terry Riley Clinic. There's two other counseling services that work out of there. And they use that to provide a one-stop shop for people who need help. And so county and city funds can only be used for certain things. You can't give away taxpayer dollars like a regular company could just give away money. So there has to be kind of a nonprofit arm that helps fund some of that. Now, St. Luke's provides a lot of services either through billing through Medicaid or on their own or however they handle their billing for services. But there's definitely other physical needs that people need, like gas cards, grocery cards, lodging, door lock changes, clothes, all this different stuff. So this was started when I was down there. I got fortunate enough to ask to be on the board to set up this nonprofit. So we went through the whole process of setting up a nonprofit. Fortunately, there's some amazing partners we have at the Ada County Prosecutor's Office. They're a big part of the building down there too. Jan Bennett, she's the elected prosecutor in Ada County. She's on the board with me. Dr. Amy Barton, she's one of... There's less than 20 in the entire country of doctors who are to her level of a pediatric child abuse expert.
Wow.
And we have two in the city of Boise. They both came from Dallas Children's Hospital years ago and have lived in Boise for a long time. But to have the expertise that they have, you don't find it most anywhere in the country. So I got involved in it, and just we needed kind of a stopgap till we had the actual nonprofit started. I put it out to F3. F3 Men responded exponentially. It was just a little thing. I thought I'd start with my AO, and it went out through the whole valley, and people loved it. And then so then that's when we heard about this challenge. I said, hey, you know what? I liked doing it here. Kremlin had reached out about maybe we combine that. And I think it's a great thing because now it's a local company, or it's a local service that literally gives it all back. We have, yeah. I say over 99%. I don't know the exact percentage, it's right about there. It costs us about $80 a year to run the website. $40 a month for the website, about $80 a year for QuickBooks. And then we pay a few processing fees when you give with credit cards and stuff. But literally the rest of the board is 100% volunteer. There's two other ladies on the board that are retired and they help out. And we have made that part of our bylaws that you won't get paid. No board members will be paid because it is something that we're doing for the sake of the community and that we just do in our own time and because we're passionate about it. And within that building, like I said, we've got, it's called Joanne's Closet. Jan Bennett's mom was named Joanne, and so it was cool. Named after her. She passed away, and it's got clothes in there so you can come in, because a lot of times we have to take your clothes for evidence. There's fluids on there. There's tears. There's things that we have to take. And you come in at 2 o'clock in the morning with nothing, we would at least want to give you some basic necessities to help get you safe for the night and to feel more like a normal person when you're walking out of our doors. So it's something I'm very passionate about, something I've dedicated my life to. And it's really cool that we get to bring it to F3 and formalize it a little bit more.
Mm-hmm. So where does the running come in?
Well, you have to move your feet, and then you cover it.
Dude, he might sound smooth when he's talking to you, but he's going to get you, dude. you can't let your guard down around Bluey.
Let me rephrase the question. For those that want to get involved, right, it's a running, rucking, biking, walking kind of activity, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Swimming too, so yeah. Oh. While swimming, do that. So there you go. Might take a lot longer, but
so. Unless you're Noid.
So
yeah, that guy's a beast.
Noid will just knock him out. So
you can get sponsorship. So there's a website. We put it out in the Valleywide announcement, and then Deep Dish actually just got a nice flyer done for us. I think as we were driving over here, pretty much. So
cool.
We'll put that out. That kind of puts everything on a one sheeter to make it easier to scan with a QR code.
Great.
He's in Spain, so thank you, Deep Dish, for getting that done while you're in Spain. Yeah. I don't know if you're there for vacation or work or what.
Yeah, but they're in Mallorca, so have a good time.
Yeah.
So.
Either way, thank you, Deep Dish, for doing that. Yeah, so we'll blast that out this evening or tomorrow morning, so then it can kind of be a one-stop shop. But
cool.
It's got a website you can go to. You can sign up as a team. You can get sponsorships per mile. You can just donate directly if you want. You can do it through the website. You can go. I put the link also for the fund to support the Ada County Victim Services Center. So you can give through that platform if you want to not have the intermediary. And then we're also set up with Benevity. And I know Micron uses Benevity where they do matching. So Sushi last year was able to kind of funnel stuff through him. Probably shouldn't tell anybody the IRS that he probably claimed more of a tax exemption than he should have.
I'm sure he did it legit.
But was then able to get matching donations, and they just upped theirs. I think he was telling me up to $10,000 this year that they'll match. So that's also a really cool way to give money and then literally have it doubled by going through there. So all of those are options. Yeah, and Kremlin's been doing a lot. I'll let him talk about the website too and some nuances with it, because he's done a lot with getting that website up and running.
Sweet.
Yeah. So I've been working with Lube out there in St. Louis, and he's helped us out with the website. So we're all ready to go, all live. Beta tested it. So go ahead and get out there, sign up. So $30 to get signed up, and then you can contribute as much as you want. You contribute per mile. If you just want to do a flat contribution, if you want to get your employer involved, that's awesome too. So that's a great way to get them going and contributing something good that's local here. Yeah. So, so the website's pretty easy. You just go out there, just sign up. It walks you through the process, and just go from there. So,
are we doing like a region versus region kind of situation? Like, how do the teams work?
Yeah, we were actually talking about that yesterday, I think. And so, what we want to do is how we have it kind of set up is if you can do it per AO, That's the best way to do it. So, so you go into your AO, you get your guys going, and then see how many miles you can get through that AO. And whichever AO gets the most miles, then we'll come out, Bluna, come do a beatdown. So,
dude, that's coming from a Dark Stride guy.
I was going to say.
I see what you're swindling pick over your AO. Here, sir.
Well, all that means is if anyone from Dark Stride and or Rebel signs up, those AOs need to show up.
Yeah.
The bar has been set very high.
For sure. Okay, so I went on the website today and just kind of poked around on there, and I saw that there's, I think, High Desert, Settlers, and I don't know if Canyon if Canyon was on there.
Were they doing it by, do you sign up under your region and then you make an AO team?
Because I looked at, I think that was the team.
Well, that was the team.
And then, because the only person that I had saw who was in there was Huckleberry.
Right, yeah, it's signed up as a region. So yeah, but I think we prefer that people sign up under an AO instead.
Gotcha.
So,
cool.
Okay. So,
yeah. It'd just be easier to track the miles. Yeah. I mean, worst case, if we sign up as a region, we can do the math afterwards and figure out who you want it to go to.
Gotcha. Okay. Sweet.
So sorry, Huckleberry, we need to change it.
Huckleberry will be representing the F3 High Desert region.
Yeah. Yeah. You're gonna have to give me that $30 too, bud. Re-register you.
All right.
Okay.
So
can you explain that a little bit about so whenever you register? If I take the flyer to work and I post it up, and if people scan that QR code, does it direct them to, like, they don't have to pay a $30 registration fee, right? How does that work?
So it's $30 to register. So there are some coupons. We talked about some discount codes that we can use, but we prefer that, you know, people do pay. If money's an issue, then we can do it for free. That's not a problem. We just want everybody to participate and get involved with it. And then, but yeah, the people there at work, they can form their own team. Okay. So they could do something like that. So, you know, or if your family wants to do it, if your kids want to do it, they can sign up and we'll make it free for the kids too.
Okay,
so,
cool.
There you go. Get the 2.0s involved.
I think we have one for veterans too. So, and seniors. So if people just want to get involved and do it, they don't want to contribute, but they want to be part of it, they can do that. And So we just want everybody to be aware of it, be able to participate. We don't want money to be a barrier here. So
gotcha. Okay.
That's great.
Cool.
Now, this is an awesome opportunity to give back to the community. Because I know in years past, when I first started F3, we were still doing miles for the Covering House, which is the organization in St. Louis. And I mean, it was cool that they were able to, you know, it started there in St. Louis and they broadened it to F3 nationwide. Mm-hmm. And I think it just became so popular. They were like, you know, these F3 regions should be putting back in their communities, right? Like we shouldn't be expecting the entire nation to give to just our organization, right? And there is still a need there, and they're still, I think, spearheading the Covering House efforts. But man, what a cool opportunity to give back to those that are in need in our very own backyard. So that's awesome, guys. So when is it? When, obviously registration's open now, but when is the actual event?
So we start October 5th and we go through October 11th. So it'll start on that Sunday and it'll end on Saturday, which also happens to be City of Tree Marathon Day. Yeah. So,
oh, cool.
So you could do the 5K, 10K, half marathon, or you go for the full 26.2 miles, go knock it out.
So. Yeah, so if you can get $100 a mile bedpan and run that marathon, you can do really good.
Dude, if you give meet me our goal. That. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so you can get that sponsorship going.
Yeah, let's do it. Somebody sponsor me $100 a mile, run a marathon.
Well, and I talked about the convergence a little bit. We talk about male community leadership with F3, and I'm a firm believer that there's nothing more important than strong, real male leadership in our community, especially when it comes to victims, which are predominantly women and children. Mm-hmm. There are male victims for sure, but predominantly we help women and children. And if you've ever read the book, The Body Keeps the Score, it talks about how basically if we could reduce ACEs score, the adverse childhood experiences of kids, crime would essentially be resolved in this country, because most crime relates back to people who have high ACEs scores. And most of that comes from fathers not being good fathers, not being good role models, and not investing in their wives and their kids and their family and demonstrating what that is. And like, here's a way too that we can show victims in our community. These guys don't even know who you are. Mm-hmm. They'll probably never meet you. They'll probably never know your story, but they're willing to go do hard things for you. Mm-hmm. And that's a really cool way of of keeping Boise how awesome as it is, and then building F3 for what it is in the community, showing people the impact we have, as well as really pushing the mission and making you feel good while you do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it's and I know not everybody likes to run, right? But you know, if you can ruck, ride your bike, even swim, I guess, and log miles. Like Bluey was saying, get out and do something hard, right? Because these are people that have suffered and have gone through horrible things in their lives, and the least we can do is get on our feet and put some miles in, right? That's the very least we could do to try and help. So get out there and represent. That is a question that I do have. What is the, so this is like F3 kind of internal facing stuff that we're talking about. Is there anything that's public facing? Like, is the public, I know like work teams and things like that, but is there anything like flyers or even at the marathon, do we have a booth or a poster or something that we can use to promote this?
So we
get other people involved.
Yeah, we got the flyers, so we can start getting those out there.
Okay,
getting those out to the community. But a booth, yeah, I don't know that we have anything like that, but I'm sure Huckleberry would be willing to let us do something like that. So put something out there.
Even if it's
so.
Like a, I don't know what the legality of all of it is, but like put a QR code there if someone wants to donate or something like that.
Yeah, and there's flyers for the Victim Services Center that if we do end up doing something for the marathon, I have a booth of some sort. I'm sure I could get some swag down there to hand out too.
There you go.
Like that helps show people in the community what it is.
Yeah. Dude, I think that's great, man, because, you know, working on the pediatric unit, coming from there and seeing kids who have got knocked around by like mom's boyfriend or, you know, God forbid, any of their parents, dude, it just wrecks you, you know? And I mean, Bluey, nobody's probably seen more than you, but just have, because you want to do something, you feel so helpless, you know, in the hospital setting. Yeah, you can take care of them, you can, you know, try to make them feel comfortable while they're here, but to have an impact on that, on their family while they go home, because that's where the barriers come from. It's like, we can take care of you while you're here, but when you're in the wild, like, you know, you don't know what you're going home to. So the fact that you said that, I know you said at Convergence, you can get them new beds if they, because they had a traumatic event on the bed, they don't want to go home, relive that every night that they go to sleep. Get that money, will go to them fixing doors that whenever the, you know, their partner, whoever beats down the door. So dude, this is, I'm stoked on this. This sounds really good.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I appreciate y'all jumping in and helping. And yeah, I'm excited for it too.
Yeah.
That's cool. Awesome. All right. So October 5th through 11th.
Yep.
Get as many miles in as you can. Wrap it up with the marathon. Everyone should sign up for the marathon. Yep.
Dude,
I'm saying that as someone who has actually signed up for the 20. I'm not bragging, but I'm going to attempt it.
Dude, I watched Bluey finish the. When was the last time you did the marathon? Was it this
last
time?
Last October.
Yeah. You looked broken.
It was horrible.
Like,
I thought I was going to retire from running that day.
Dude, I was like, why would anybody do this?
No, it sucked real bad. Yeah. It was really bad. I couldn't move for a long time after
dude,
that.
I was like, wow.
That's so funny.
Wow.
Noid challenged us last week at Rebel. He encouraged everybody to sign up for a full marathon.
That's
like
great.
Everyone should do something really hard, and this is the one thing you should do. Like,
wow.
All right, challenge accepted.
Yeah. So you're doing it?
I mean, if I'm going to try, and okay. If I die during, then, right. You know, at least I died trying.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't regret it for 1 minute. I'll do it again for sure. I definitely want to do another one.
Sweet.
I want to be my time. And my big thing was I don't want to stop. Mm. And I just didn't want to stop. And when I wanted to stop, I didn't stop. And that's the mental part
of
breaking through. Because it is, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's not fun.
Did your toenails come off? Is that a thing?
No.
No?
Right. I've had that,
You weren't going hard enough.
Oh, it is.
I should have been tough.
It is. They just pop right off, so.
What?
Your toenails came off?
Yeah, I've had it happen.
Oh, dude. I've gone backpacking before. And if you don't have the right socks on, dude, your toenails will just, they won't be there anymore.
Yep. Yeah. They just die, so. But yeah, everybody should do at least one marathon in their life. So.
There you go.
Yeah, thankfully I had Noid give me a bunch of candy and electrolytes beforehand. I was like, I don't want this. But dude, after like 4 or 5 gummies, I was like, oh, I cannot possibly eat another gummy. I started eating candy. It was good.
All right.
Well, listen to Noid. He's good at what he does.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah, Noid's a good guy.
All right. Cool. Well, I don't know. Hooch normally wraps this up. I don't know how to wrap it up.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess we'll
all right, bye.
All right, well, Kremlin and Bluey, thank you guys for coming on and sharing about the 5,000 mile challenge. For those of you that are listening, make sure that you sign up and register for that. Get your miles in, get your donations in, and I guess we'll see you in the glim. This is Garrett Marsall, 37 Cortana.
Eric Gardner, 36 Bedpan.
Josiah Ransom, 40 Bluey.
Ryan Lope, 43 Kremlin.
All right, we'll see you guys.
See you
later.
Bye.